You noticed the exhortations very strong this morning. I usually, when I stand at the back there, I look up at the front to see what I see, what I can see. And often it's the Lord and His army. Last week, it was a multitude of angels, but they were not warrior angels that I'm used to seeing. They were, I guess, just regular old angels of various ages. I never see angels with wings, never. They're just spirit beings. And they were in great rejoicing last week. Oh my, they were in festive celebration. And then when people began to speak, they sat and they were very quiet. They folded their hands and they reminded me of little children, particularly little girls, although they didn't look like girls, but they had this innocent attitude like little girls do when they're trying so hard to please everybody. I don't know in these days if little girls do that, but they used to anyway. And you know what I mean. They were very meek, very innocent. And there was such a spirit of love coming from them. It was wonderful. That was last week. And this week, I'm looking up. I'm expecting to see my usual armies. And you know what? All I could see, and not real clear like a photograph, but enough so I knew what it was the face of Jesus. It was the face of the Lord. And I think these things always have to do with what God is doing. But anyway, I thought that would interest you. Do we have Revelation? I've never preached on that passage since I've been in Poway, but it was so real to me this week. And you'll notice, and by the way, what translation do you have up there? NIV? Do you notice where it says, these are they who came out of, in the King James it says, out of tribulation. But the Greek the Greek phrase is hothlipsis megali, the great translation, tribulation. These are people who have come out of the tribulation, period. And it says it's a multitude of people that no one could number. And I got to thinking about these people, and two thoughts came to my mind. First of all, as was said this morning and has been impressed on me lately, the evil in our American culture is increasing to where you scarce can believe it, the things that are taking place. You can't think of anything but just sheer evil. And I haven't known anything like that in my 88 years. I've never seen anything like that. And we need to, you notice this morning the accent on like no gas and no food and things like that. Well, this is one of the things I want to say to you. We need to sober. We need to get sober. Jesus said in Matthew 24, he spoke of this is the beginning of sorrows. This is the beginning of sorrows. And we don't like that. And he was talking about the time during wars and rumors of wars, and then toward, he said, rumors of wars and that, he says, that's not the end. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. And see, we Americans are used to preachers and merchants telling us what we deserve. You deserve a trip to Hawaii. You deserve less money for your gas bill and so on. And we're not used to people saying to us, be prepared to be sorrowful and to suffer. We're not used to it. And to us it seems ghastly. And to young people, I'm sure they can't even relate to it because we've made such a comfortable nest for them. But in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 1 and 2, it says, arm yourselves with a mind to suffer. Didn't say this is a good idea, or you ought to be happy, or smile and give your face a break. It says arm yourself. Why? Because then when it happens, we don't go to pieces. We say, well, you know, what we were told, Jesus said, you're going in the world, you're going to have tribulation, and we've got to take the bitter with the sweet. How many believe that?
Amen.
If we try to be happy all the time, I tell you what's going to happen. We're going to end up in deception. The way to end up in deception is to try to make this earth heaven. It is not. It's a probationary period so God can decide where we fit in his kingdom. That's what it is. And another thing that's stressed in that passage is these are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That means these people continually were confessing their sins as the Spirit showed them and renouncing them. And if you're not doing that on a daily basis but are waiting for an unscriptural rapture, you're going to be caught cold. You may lose out with God altogether because this rapture business is not of God. And I was going to talk about that this morning from the Greek and so on, the parousia, but I don't feel I should. We've had enough this morning. We've had good things. And not just happy things, but nourishing things.
Amen.
Nourishing things that nourish the inner man. So as you notice, these people in this passage, 13 through 17 of Revelation chapter 7, if you notice what they're doing, they're serving God and in his temple. And he's dwelling among them. Do you see that up there? You see how that? All right, let me tell you something. We look at that and we think, yeah, after we die. But I want to tell you that, and you've heard me say this years ago, I haven't said it lately, but I said, when we die, it will not be a surprise. It will be what we're accustomed to. And you see, If we want to be in that company serving God in his temple and he's living among us and blessing us, we start that now. See, we start that now. We every day, at all times, day and night, we come before God serving him, washing our robes in the blood of the Lamb. And guess what? When we die, it will continue. What we're doing now, what you're doing now, whether you're passionate toward Christ or not, but the tenor of your life, hear me, will not change. You'll be doing the same thing. The people you have chosen to be with and you fit in, that's where you'll be. It isn't going to change. We're suddenly made saints in white robes. And among the David Brainerds and the St. Patricks and the other. No, you just be you, just like you've always been, putting other things ahead of the Lord, maybe. Not really all that zealous. See, that's where the rapture teaching is so terribly destructive. It gives us the opinion all of a sudden we'll be yanked into fantasy land. No, people, believe me. Believe me, it's not scriptural. And I've studied the scriptures of those who teach the pre-tribulation rapture, and it's phony as a $3 bill. It's just absolutely not scriptural. There's be no rapture. And we should, if we are smart, we will keep washing our robes in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Confessing our sins. See, when we confess them and renounce them, we clean our robe. And these are people with spotless white robes. And they are serving God in his temple. And God is among them. These are the kind of people that will be caught up when the Lord comes. And they'll continue doing this while they're doing other things because they'll have the power of multiple presence. But I don't want to go into that. I just want to impress on you a simple thing. Arm yourself with a mind to suffer. When you read the paper and you see the foolish decisions being made by our government, don't get yourself all in a snit so that you get acid reflux. you know, GERD. Don't do that. There's no need to. Jesus is in control. He told me years ago that he is going to destroy our country because all the abortion and other sins. And you're going to have to stand, and I'm going to have to stand, and some of us may be killed, and that's nothing. That means nothing. We will keep on doing what we're doing now.
Amen.
I will be teaching. And in line with that, did you notice the emphasis on prophecy? Get busy with your gifts. I know we get a laissez-faire attitude. If God wants me to have a gift of miracles, and by the way, in healing, the reason we don't have healing in America, while all kinds of healing are going on in the third world countries, I mean dead being raised, water being changed to wine, everything you could think of is taking place everywhere except in the Western nations, and that's because we're just too smart for our britches. We're just too educated. And when things get tough, and like they said, where there's nothing left but just trust in God, and we have to live by a miracle, the miracles will happen. They're happening in many places in Africa and all. We're the ones that don't see the blind healed and don't see kidneys healed and everything. We in America, because we're so highly educated and so smart. You know, we just know everything. Truth is, we don't know anything.
That's right.
Brother Fullerton used to say, don't ever say, I see. Just say, thank you, Lord. Because we don't know anything. So if we will humble ourselves and not be contaminated with the things that are going on in the electronic social networking, if there ever was a thing from the devil, it's social networking. And that's coming out now with all kinds of murders and rapes and everything come out of the Facebook. If you don't have to do it, don't do it. It's not transforming your mind into the image of Christ, but it's taking you the wrong direction. Right? It's taking you to Facebook, and the rest of them are taking us the wrong direction.
Yes.
You don't need it. Find something else to do. Read a book. Take a walk, something. But keep away from that stuff. I don't like to say don't do it, because then people get all in a snit. I'm just saying, you'll be a stronger Christian, and you're going to need that. See, you don't need it now, but you're going to need it in days. We say, oh, there may be no gas. Listen, that would be the end of our way of life. See? Easy to say and exciting and everything. It's just about the worst thing you can happen. To have no food and no gas and no lights. And that may well be coming because, as I said, our government is doing very foolish things. And I'm not on a snit about it, and I'm not going to preach about politics. God told me, preach the kingdom, and just keep out of it. This world is not yours. You are not of this world. Special people called by the Lord. So the thing is to remember is there's going to be a great tribulation, and the elect will be in it. You remember Jesus said, unless God shortened it, everybody on earth would die, but for the sake of the elect. Which means the elect are in it, obviously. So don't be snookered by this stuff where ministers are trying to build their churches by making everybody happy. Don't do that. Arm yourself with a mind to suffer. And remember, when you die, you're going to be just in the same shape you are now, with the same degree of consecration. If nothing's going to change, you're just going to leave your body here. And if you need punishment, you're going to be punished. If you need to go to school, you're going to go to school. But if you will now get busy and get a ministry going, you say, well, how do I do that? Ask for it. Ask for it. Day and night. Lord, I want a ministry of wisdom. I want a ministry of healing. I want a ministry of miracles. Keep after it, like it says in Luke. He may not give you for it because he wants to, but because you're bothering him. You're pestering him. And if you're asking for healing and he wants to give you discernment of spirits, go with the flow. But nothing will happen. It's like a ship that's anchored. You're not going, you've got to get out there. And if you're traveling east and God wants you to go west, that's the way you'll go. But nothing will happen unless you tear yourself away from the Facebook and television and everything else, and spend your time praying. Ask God. Arm yourself with a mind to suffer. Ask God to give you a mind to suffer, and you'll find peace and joy while the world is going crazy because the banks close and all the other things. People will be hurting one another and everything, and grabbing one another and trying to get food, you know, like they do at Christmas time when the last Nintendo game is going to be sold and people knock others out of the way. And they did that at the Feast of Tabernacles. After all the preaching and everything, they bump into one another to buy the tape, to be the first to get the tape. That's the way we are. So, but a mind to suffer, and remember, wash your robe, keep washing it in the blood of the Lamb. You don't wash your clothes every 2 years, you know. If you do, you won't have any friends. You keep yourself clean. And just remember, when you start serving God in His temple and you die, you will continue doing that.
Yes.
You will continue doing what you're doing now. Father, we thank You for wonderful testimonies, inspiring. Joel, which I haven't preached on in years. Lord, it's so true in the last days. God wants us to walk in the prophetic, and we all can walk in the prophetic if we tear ourselves away from being transformed by the world and keep the presence of Jesus. Help us to keep the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way. Let's stand, and as we're leaving, just sing that song. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way. God bless each one. Give it all to Him. Give it all to Him. Yeah.